The premise of CBank is uncomplicated and reflects a principle that is gaining traction globally. The value of a region is more than just the sum of its product. Linda Benkin is the president of the Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust, which created CBank. She says the program got an auspicious start.
CBank was the brainchild of Richard Nelson and Sam Skaggs, who believed that if people understood the incredible value of this rich Southeast ecosystem in terms of the economics of what dividends the system pays to people who live here and to the planet as a whole, in fish and in tourism, as well as the ecosystem services, that we would take very good care of that natural capital, which is the forest and the ocean that supports and produces these products.
CBank is not an abstraction. The project has been generating an annual report since 2019 filled with hard data.
The annual economic value of just commercial fishing and tourism to the people who live in our Southeast communities is $1 billion. And there are 16,500 jobs in commercial fishing and tourism that are provided by this CBank that we all call home. But beyond that, there's also 2.7 billion metric tons of carbon that's sequestered in our forest that not only benefits the people that live here, but also helps buffer the whole planet against climate change.
Dominic De La Sala is keynote for the summit. De La Sala is the chief scientist with Wild Heritage and a coastal temperate rainforest expert. He got his start during the 1990s working on what were then called bioblitzes, where researchers deployed to threatened ecosystems to quickly catalog their biodiversity. De La Sala says that work led to an interesting realization.
Some of the most exciting discoveries that are happening in the last decade is the role that these ecosystems now play in buffering us from the most extreme consequences of climate change.
De La Sala points to the remarkable interconnectedness of Southeast Alaska's ecosystem. Ocean-going salmon depend on the forest where they return to spawn. The forest and just about everything in it depends on the nutrients supplied by the dying salmon. Critical to it all is climate, and De La Sala says the forest plays a major role here as well.
And Southeast Alaska has more buffering properties than other rainforests around the planet, and certainly compared to points further south and in the interior of Alaska that are going to feel more of the negative consequences of climate change. But we can only get the region through the climate storm if we steward it better. And that means protecting the old growth forest, making sure that these cool streams are available for salmon to run and do their thing. So that really is the backbone of the regional economy, the cultural connections that Indigenous people have with that resource, and the ability of Southeast Alaska to get through this unprecedented climate change that we're on track to experience.
The annual CBank report puts this all in a format useful for a variety of advocacy. Linda Benkin advocates often for Alaska's fisheries in Washington, D.C.
I've done a presentation back there to Senate subcommittees, and we've used the values and comments that we've made on various decision-making, whether it's with regards to the Tungus or to fisheries management.
And because thick reports don't work for everyone, CBank has its own podcast called the CBank Chronicles, produced by Beth Short Rhodes, which is decidedly unreport-like.
The CBank forest is among the rarest because it feeds and is fed by salmon, a wild and silvery nation endlessly bound for home.
New episodes of the CBank Chronicles drop every Friday. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.